This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Friends, and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. We are brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Preferred Provider List, and now the Brat Shop. Go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out all about our sponsors. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. You know, during the months of the year from October to December, we have nonprofits on the show to talk about their mission, what they do, what their goals are, what their needs are, what have you. Why is that? Because that's typically the time of giving, October through December. And so this is the sixth year we've done this, and no regrets on my part. And everybody that comes on my show loves it. And I do get people that call me and they say, hey, what's that phone number for that organization again? So we'll be giving you that information. But as always, if you happen to lose it, you can always call me, 719-641-1357. And today I have Larry Yonker. He is a CEO with Springs Rescue Mission. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Good to be here.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking before we went on the air, how many years you all have been involved. So Springs Rescue Mission's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, it was founded in 1996, actually, just as a small kind of a feeding in the park, people that were experiencing homelessness, and mostly just a meal. And it's grown dramatically in the last 5 years. We've had we created kind of a plan for a growth to serve the chronic homeless in our community. And so we've been very, very active in building and providing resources so we can shelter more of those that are experiencing homelessness and on a chronic basis.
You said you started at a park. Which park?
Probably Acacia. I'm not sure. Yeah, I would guess.
It's so funny you're talking about that, because my daughter and her husband, when they lived here, they took it upon themselves. There's a, I think it's Domino's Pizza right there on the mm-hmm. corner downtown. Mm-hmm. And they went over there and they'd buy, I think it was every Thursday, they would buy pizzas. And they'd bring them to the park and just feed the folks there in the park, whoever came. And it became something that was constant, and people looked forward to it. And then when they moved, they handed it down to the church that they were involved in.
Mm.
Yeah. So my kids have been raised around homeless issues, because I used to work for a homeless shelter in Albuquerque.
Oh, really?
For 15 years. Wow. I was the assistant director there. And so it just goes to show what one little kind thought can do. Mm-hmm. And with you all, look at what it's done.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
You all have grown, so let's talk about your facility.
Okay, we started a campaign back in 2015 called Building a Community of Hope, and that was a multi-agency kind of a homeless resource center that we got the idea from San Antonio, Texas. Before that time, Springs Rescue Mission had been primarily an addiction recovery for men and a supportive services for families, and so we do food, clothing, and household items for families, and have done that for most of our existence. The Men's Recovery Program was kind of our flagship, and so we had a 41-bed facility that we started sheltering just as kind of a backup to the Salvation Army on emergency cold nights.
Mm-hmm.
We would open up just a lobby and place mats down. And so as the city's needs started to grow, Mayor Bach was the first one that called for services, and we raised our hand and said we would be interested. He didn't get the developers that he hoped he would get that had land, but we did. Mm. We were in an area where it was an industrial area where we had a couple of facilities, and we thought, you know, we can do this. If we can buy this real estate, well, we can do this homeless resource campus. And so we started that in 2016. And since that time, we went from kind of emergency sheltering a dozen to now having capacity for over 450 adult male and females in shelter. We also have a day center with laundry and showers, and we have a day shelter that houses about 150.
450?
450.
My goodness, so you went from 41 bed to 450.
Yeah, we have.
I'm looking at the number like I'm.
Well, we actually have on campus, including the men's program, we have 41 men in that, and then we have 65 in our new Greenway Flats apartment complex, which is the first chronic homeless permanent supportive housing. So we were approved for that by CHAFA in 2016, and we opened that in July. So we have 65 staying there, and then we have about 26 that are in sober living transitional housing. So we're up around 600 people every night that are staying with us.
Wow. Do you have, is there more of a need?
Yeah, there is. I think that in chronic homeless, probably that there's going to be a veteran facility that opens up this spring called Freedom Springs.
Affiliated with you all?
No, it's actually going to be run by Volunteers of America. And it's a 50 bed. And so, but it'll take probably 20 to 25 of our shelter guests that are veterans and give them a permanent place to live or a place to live while in transition. So we do have about 19% of our guests, of our 450 guests that are veterans.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. So, and you service men and women?
Men and women.
How about families?
No, we kind of divided off. We had a family ministry that was called Family Mentor Alliance. And so when we decided to go into the chronic homeless, you can't really mix that group. And so we took a family ministry and with the staff, Michelle Swanson and all the staff of the Family Mentor Alliance, and gave it to Catholic Charities. So Catholic Charities has taken over that ministry, and we're trying to divide up and be as effective and as efficient as we can in the community. So Catholic Charities is, in fact, working to be able to feed and care for more seniors and families. And so that's one of their new initiatives, and we're taking on the chronic homeless.
Okay, so, you know, that is a lot of people, but there is, I'm guessing, more of a need, and there's more homeless than what you can actually help. Is that correct?
Yeah, although the amazing thing, and I think the rewarding thing is that in our shelter, we have three levels of shelter. So we take them just as they are, low barrier with their pets, and we work with them immediately to try to get them to find a pathway out of homelessness. So we have two other steps after that. The final step being our advanced shelter program, and those are people that are employed in the community. So from our shelter, already since July, we've placed 72 in permanent housing.
That's a lot.
It's really a lot. It's more than we ever did in a year. We used to do average about 20, 25 a year, and now we've had 72 just since July. We've also got about 230 of our shelter guests that are working at some level, part-time or full-time, and that's how they transition out of the shelter. So really, if you look at the number of people we've sheltered, it's about 3,000 in the last 12 months, but we've got movement, and that's the goal. The goal is not for them to stay stuck in homelessness and get them stabilized, maybe get them off of some of their addictions, their drugs, their alcohol, and get them placed into work and housing.
Offhand, would you happen to know the percentage of your clients that have addictions?
Probably substance. Very high. Yeah, I would say, especially if you consider marijuana or alcohol. Marijuana and alcohol are probably the two most prevalent. And marijuana has become more addictive than it probably was years ago or when I was younger. It
wasn't available that often when we were kids.
It was.
Was it? Oh, okay.
When I was a teenager, it was. I know that.
Well, I was raised in Europe. Yeah, stuff like that was available too.
Oh, you were
in
Europe?
Yeah, I get it. I was in Europe, yeah.
Yeah, a large number. And also mental illness. And I would say,
Definitely.
A fairly high percentage are struggling from addiction or mental illness.
Right. Do you all help with mental illness issues?
We do. We have agencies on our, so we have 24 agencies on our campus, and Aspen Point is one of those that's on our campus. Peak Vista, we do the VA, several different agencies that work with different stages of veteran care as Rocky Mountain Human Services, the Veterans Administration, Mount Carmel, they all have case managers on our campus that help serve their population. It saves us a lot of resources, and it also gives better service to the guests.
See, so this is my beef. When I hear people say Colorado Springs does nothing for their homeless people, I get pretty ruffled up. Like, you can't say that, because there's a lot of agencies that do help with homeless issues here in Colorado Springs. Yes, we can see them. We know that. You know, they do have a right to walk about. They walk among us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do camp still.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe they want to camp and they don't want to be in the facility because there's rules. And I just know this just from working in a homeless shelter myself.
Mm-hmm.
So point being, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that want to help this homeless issue. So we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. When we come back, Larry Yonker, the CEO of the Springs Rescue Mission, and I are going to continue to talk about their mission, what they do, and what you can do for them right before Christmas, which is right around the corner. So please come on back, listen and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Larry Yonker with the Springs Rescue Mission in the studio with me today. And we've been talking about their mission and how much you all do. 24 agencies just in your building alone to help with your homeless guests, to get them back on track. And like I said before break, I get really upset when I hear people say Colorado Springs does nothing for their homeless. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just your agencies, it's other agencies and working together.
Yeah.
Now, the people that are with you all, do you all feed them?
Yes, we do. We have two meals a day, breakfast and dinner for the homeless guests. And then the ones that are working on campus, we have 80 of our homeless guests that are involved in work engagement, which we just did an agreement with the City of Colorado Springs this past week. We had a press conference about that. And so the people that are in our work engagement program are actually working with the city to do cleanup projects once a month, and they do that as volunteers and just part of a way to give back. I think the part of stabilization is getting them to be busy or giving them something to do during the day. It gives them the ability to stay sober. It gives them the ability to feel good about themselves.
Absolutely.
And feel like they're making a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's kind of the first step journey, as they work on our campus doing all the janitorial work and cleaning of the shelters and cleaning of the floors in our resource center, and they serve in some capacities in facilities. So using the gifts that they've got, and they begin to work their way back into productivity.
So in essence, then you don't have to pay for outside help to come in to clean and that sort of thing, because they're getting experience cleaning, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, feeling good about themselves. That really helps with your cash flow. So people can be rest assured that you're taking that dollar that's donated and you're using it very wisely.
The cash flow is really important, but I think even more important is part of their development. So they're treated with a lot with respect and treated just as if they were employees. And I would say that they work their way into employees. We actually have some that do get paid as they work through, and then they move into the advanced shelter program. So some of those are receiving, I would say, anywhere from $11.50 an hour to $20 an hour. And of course, as they get closer to $20 an hour, they can get a roommate, or they can make a friend at the mission, and they move into market rate housing.
That really makes them feel very productive, I'm sure.
It gives us more room also for people that are getting ready. I mean, I think that we've worked with the city very closely, so they can enforce more of the no camping laws. It doesn't do them, our guests, or the community any good to allow them to break the law or allow them to do things that aren't getting them better. So nobody improves living under a bridge.
Well, being that there's facilities that can help them, I can see where enforcing the law makes sense.
It does. It absolutely
does. If we
does.
Didn't have all these facilities, then it wouldn't make sense.
No,
then it would make sense for them to camp.
That's right. And I think that 5 years ago, that's where we were.
So absolutely.
I think we had a situation that we were way behind most communities. Now I think we're actually jumping some of the other communities with a better model because we didn't have to do what we'd always done. We were able to start fresh with a brand new model in Colorado Springs.
And you're getting a lot of help from the public?
Yeah, amazing growth. We've with all that, going from 40 up to 450 or 600, our operating budget's gone from a little under $2 million to a little over $7 million. And so that's all community support. We've got a lot of people that have resources. The real estate industry, your industry, has really stepped up. And I think they recognize the importance of a home and the importance of housing and how stabilizing that is in a person's life and for their kids' lives, and when they can get into a place where their kids are feel safe and secure, or where they feel safe and secure. So housing is a big part. Work is a big part.
Affordable housing is a big issue here.
It's a big issue. It still is.
Real estate prices have shot up like crazy. Mm-hmm. It even shocks me. And I've been in business for 16 years. And it's very surprising. Where are most of your clients? Where do they come from? Are they from Colorado Springs, or are they coming from out of area?
We have about 70. It varies between 70 and 80% of the people are from here. I think some of the elderly are kind of some of our new homeless because they have been forced out of apartments, or they've lost their homes because they've lost a spouse and their Social Security check isn't enough to pay for it. So we have a fairly large number of seniors and senior women, particularly, who are new homeless. They're kind of they don't make enough money or have enough money to live in the community. So we are behind on senior affordable housing. We're behind on family affordable housing. I think the individual affordable housing people are recognizing that even some people are looking at additional dwelling units for some of their to be able to take in a roommate or take in somebody that can live with them. So I think that the community is really rallying right now. There's a lot of ideas floating around, from tiny homes to different solutions. But I do think that the community is responding.
You know what I'm finding in my business is that there's generational families living together.
Yep.
The grandparents, the parents, mm-hmm. They're grown kids and the grandkids.
Kind of the way it used to be.
Exactly, the way it used to be. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I see that quite often. And I also see families helping their other family purchase a home, helping them with their down payment, that sort mm-hmm. of thing, to get them in. Also finding people that are seeking housing elsewhere in smaller towns like Pueblo, that sort of thing also.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they have to commute. But it's just, it's an issue, I think, for everybody, affordable housing. And I think even those of us that own our own home, whether we're middle income or whether, or we're much higher than middle income, are recognizing that there are those that need our help. They're giving generously.
Yes, they are.
Whether it's with cash donations or food. And let's talk about that. Do you all need food donations?
This time of year is really, really good for food donations. I think people are aware, especially Thanksgiving. We had a great Thanksgiving. And speaking of pizza, you were mentioning pizza earlier. We had the Domino's pizza actually on Thanksgiving Day. They brought down over 150 pizzas. And so all of our guests had a...
That's a treat, isn't it?
It was such a treat for them. And it also gave some of our staff a little bit of a break that would have been serving. Food's important to us. Clothing is important to us. Coats, particularly in the winter. Cash donations are obviously always appreciated because about 25% of our income comes in December.
That's right. That's why we have you on now. And Christmas is right around the corner. We just got a couple days.
Wednesday.
Right. So what is your last minute need? What do you all need for Christmas?
I would say a generous gift. Our cash donations, because we do count on those funds for probably the first half of the year, when January, February, March, those months are not typically good giving months. And so we kind of live off the harvest that we have and the way that people give at the end of the year. So if people can afford to make a year-end gift, that's probably the very best way they can help us.
I'm sure you stretch that dollar too like crazy, huh?
We definitely do. And I think that we are rated 4-star by GuideStar, and we take that very seriously. We believe that this is people's stewardship of their resources. They're giving them freely. I like free donation revenue because I think I'd rather see voluntary people give out of their heart rather than be forced.
Oh, for sure.
To pay for those things out of taxes. And so I think it's an important part of our culture and part of our society.
And I think when you give, instead of, like you said, the taxes, it sparks something in people.
It does.
Makes them feel really, really good about it, right?
It does.
And the need is there, very much so. You all have grown tremendously, but I suspect the need will continue to grow with our population the way it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the seniors, things happen. And then they can't make ends meet. So it's from children to our senior citizens that, you know, having a hard time. And they go to the Springs Rescue Mission to get help.
Yes, they do.
So how can people reach out to you? How can people make a donation? What do they need to do?
Well, our website is springsrescuemission.com. And so they can go there and make a donation online. Obviously, we're active this time of year, so they'll probably get a direct mail piece or some kind of mail piece from me. So I'm sending out letters and just asking people if they can help during this time of year. And we sure appreciate everybody that does.
You know, whether you can donate a dollar or you can donate hundreds of dollars, it doesn't matter. You all will welcome that money no matter what.
Well, right? You know, a whole bunch of people giving a little bit is healthier for us than even a few people giving a great big amount, because it just takes some of the pressure off of when you lose a particular donor. If it's large, then that affects your budget. So
sure
a whole
does.
Bunch of people giving a little bit is the very best thing we can do. We can
okay.
see.
And what's your phone number there?
719-632-1822.
632-1822.
Yep.
Thanks so much for being on the show. I really, really appreciate it. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Deborah. Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Happy New Year. And blessings to the Springs Rescue Mission.
God bless.
From our show. Thank you. Hey, folks, you just heard it. You know, this is our last nonprofit show of the year. And our next show, I'm going to be wrapping up all the shows that we had, summarizing each and every one of them. So I want you to tune in next week, because it's going to give you a couple of days to make that donation to your nonprofit of choice. So please be sure and tune in next week. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com. That's The Brat Shop, SHOPPE.com, and embrace the legacy. Hey, I want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. And I really want to thank you from my heart, too, for listening to us. Because I know Matt and I, we really enjoy doing the show, don't we? We have a great time. He's nodding. We have a great time doing this. And it's this time of the year when we just want to give a big thanks to all of you for tuning in, calling us in, asking questions. And also those of you that call in and just really just spill your heart out at me. And I've had that since October to now, people listening to our nonprofit shows, because they can relate. They've been homeless before, they've been very sick before, they've been kicked out of their homes, whatever. And you know what? I'm here to hear you. My number is 719-641-1357. Thanks so much for tuning in, and remember to tune in next week, and have a very, very Merry Christmas, and God bless. And always remember, my friends, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions, with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please tune in this week when I do a recap of all the nonprofits shows I've had on this year, hoping that you will choose one or more to make a cash donation to assist with your growing needs. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.